This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
What's up, everyone? This is Nate, and this is episode number 8. Episode number 8, if you will, of the Levels of Geek Podcast. This is where we talk everything about action movies. Again, I'm Nate, and I'm joined by my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And guess what we're going to do? We're going to talk about an action movie with you. Wow, what a shock, right? That's what we do. And this week's movie, or this episode, I should say, because we do two a week. This episode's movie, 300, the 2006, big hit. Now, we're going to talk box office, but I remember I saw this in the theater about 4 times, so I contributed to the box office. I know it was a big hit. So we're going to be talking some 300 with you. Of course, if you are watching on YouTube, please go ahead and hit that like button and make sure you're already subscribing. Tell a friend so that they can come in and subscribe as well and get in on the fun. Also, give us your ratings for the movies that we're reviewing. We rated on a 4 or 5 point scale. And of course, if you didn't already know, our criteria: main character, main villain, action, storyline, overall score. And then we tally it up, give you a total of what we give the movie. So give us your totals in the comments below. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please be so kind. Give us a star rating. Drop us a little review. We have only received 5 stars so far. That's all I'll say. We only have a few reviews, but they're all 5 stars. So you know it's quality stuff. And we have a good time and we talk about action movies, good and bad. So we're gonna go ahead and talk about 300. I have a little bit. I'm going to let Alex go over the box office figures for this movie, and then I'll give a little preface about it, and then we'll jump right in to our scores.
Yeah, so 300 came out in 2006, like Nate said. Box office numbers: domestic $210 million, international $245 million, worldwide for a whopping $456 million. It just made money. There's nothing you can say. It's just a great film.
This thing had people seeing it multiple times, like me. So yeah. What I was going to say as far as my little preface. And of course, now we're adding in Rotten Tomatoes score. This has a 61% on Rotten Tomatoes. So it is fresh. So critically, it's not an overall panned movie. It's not super high, but also it's overall positive. This is a movie came out in 2006. I was just out of high school. I remember it came out, I believe, in March of 2006. I saw it at the theater 3 or 4 times. That's how much I was like into this. Now, I was 19. So this was a fun rewatch because I'm now a full grown man. So my tastes are a little bit different than when I was 19. Also, the 4th time I went to see this, I was on a date. It was a bad date and I fell asleep. So I've really only seen it 3 times in the theater. So sorry to that girl who I was on the date with. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and we're going to jump right into the review portion of it where we give our score. So Alex, you're going to go first and you're going to let us know what you thought about the main character.
Yeah, so the lead character was Gerard Butler as King Leonidas, right?
Yes,
that was his character, right. King Leonidas. I thought he was amazing. I love Gerard Butler. I love him in action movies. Everyone laughs because I throw him in every movie that I want. Every time they like, who can they cast? I go, Gerard Butler. He was amazing. He was a great leader. He fit the role very well. I don't know if that was his real body with all those abs popping. I don't know if that was CGI. But if it was, God bless him. If it wasn't, they did great work with CGI. But yeah, I thought it was very good. He was very he was a leader. He believed the cause that he had for his peoples in Sparta. And he was teaching his son like the respect and everything before he went off to this great war. So with that said, I gave my man Gerard Butler King Leonidas. They couldn't have been no one else to play this role. No. There was no way. This was him for the taking. I gave him a 5 out of 5 as King Leonidas.
Wow. 5 out of 5. All right. Well, you know what? I agree on all counts. I'm also going to give him a 5 out of 5. Look, this was the movie that put him on the map.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, he was in some stuff before this, notably The Phantom of the Opera, the Joel Schumacher version. Yeah. And of course, the classic Dracula 2000 as Dracula, a terrible movie, but he was in it. So, yes, he is. I mean, he nails the role. Say what you want about the movie, and we'll get into storyline, and we'll get into, you know, the overall and all that. For the movie that they are making and the story they are telling, he is perfect in the role, no flaws. He got a booming voice, a commanding voice. When he yells at the soldiers, when he yells at the enemy, when you're like, oh, yes. If you watch this movie loud, if you watch it like with surround sound or anything, awesome. Dude, you get like, you get pumped up. He does an amazing job in the performance, and he does amazing in the action scenes. You know, he's fit. He was a lot younger then, because 14 years ago, he wasn't the kind of, and he's still good in action movies, but he's a little more bloated and older now. He was not bloated at all in this movie. Absolutely shredded. 5 out of 5. A great character. Quotable dialogue. Always, I think, important when you're talking about like a great, great character. Quotable dialogue. Kicks that dude down the hole. I mean, listen, it's 5 out of 5. Absolutely loved him in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got no argument there.
No. That's no argument. Because honestly, you hit everything. He was that. There was no way you could score that lower than 5. There was no way.
No.
And even if the movie sucks, he was the best part of the movie. In terms of character wise, he was just the best part. I wanted to go to war with him. I was gonna grab my broom and garbage can. I'm like bang bang.
a broom.
Yeah, a long broom so I could poke him. Broom in a pan. He'd be like bang bang. No, but
like the hunchback guy.
Yeah,
come in with the trash can lid. Like that. Oh man, that would be hilarious.
But yeah, so let's get to the main villain. So
we're gonna go to the main villain now. This is me, so I go first on this one. Mm-hmm. And you know what? So here's one of the weak points for me in this movie. I'll be honest, Xerxes. This is who we're ranking as the main villain, because there is really two villains. You know what I mean? But he is the one that really sets off the premise of the movie. He is the conquering bad guy who's going to all these cities and conquering them. Right now, obviously, he has some inside help from another villain. He's paid off and things. But Xerxes is he's the one that Leonidas is fighting. So he's the main villain. Now, with that being said, I give him a 3. Here's my issue with him. He looks cool. I think that the design of the characters, and it must be said, the design of the entire movie, and we'll get to it more later, but if you've ever seen the graphic novel of 300, they did an incredible job recreating everything, pretty much. So he looks cool. He's tall as hell. He's like 9 feet tall or something like that. He has all the jewelry and everything. I like the design of the character. And like the way they did, they kind of pitched his voice kind of different, which was cool. Yeah. I think it was cool. It was a cool little touch, right? But as a character, he's just a pansy. Like, bro, he doesn't fight for himself, first of all. You got Leonidas leading a small army, and the dude is killing everybody. You got Xerxes on the other side, who just sits in a chair and like does nothing, pretty much. He's just the leader that they all think, and they worship him and stuff like that. So he's kind of hollow to me. He's not very threatening. He's not very scary. You know, there's people in his army who are scary, like that big mongoloid guy with the bald head and the
Yeah,
he was awesome. Or like those ninja guys with the masks, like they were cool. There's a bunch of cool henchmen and villains, and the villain army looks cool. Xerxes himself, not that great, but a pretty good performance. I think Rodrigo Santoro is the guy who plays him, and if you ever see him in anything else, he looks nothing like that, so it was kind of cool. But a 3 out of 5, very. He's not terrible, but he's average. You know what I mean? So I go with a 3.
You know, man, this is the first time that I'm going to do this. I gave this villain a 2 out of a 5.
Ooh, that's your lowest villain. Yeah,
that's my lowest villain, a 2. And honestly, he was whack. I'm going to be really, he sucked. And I was just like, you're right. Like, everybody else is doing his dirty work. King Leonidas had like 300 people, maybe less, because some people were getting killed. So, but he
ends
fought,
up with less.
Yeah. And he's fighting everyone tooth and nail or whatever the damn metaphor is. And this dude is just chilling. And then at the end, he stands up and Leonidas throws his stick at him, and that's it. Like, that's it. That's all he did. Like, he just stood there, like, are you gonna kneel? And I'm like, oh God. Besides him and General Zod with this kneeling business, I'm just like, Jesus. Honestly, he was, I mean, you just said it. He just garbage. He was a garbage character. I mean, he looked great. He was good. He looked menacing and all that, yep, freaking, you know, that Gozer voice or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
Other than that, yeah, I gave him a 2. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not great. I do like, too, the one thing I do like with him is the scene where he's talking with the hunchback, and he's trying to, like, basically get him to join his side or whatever, like, betray. I do like I like some of the dialogue they wrote for him, but he's still not like a great character by any means. And neither is the other guy. So Dominic West plays, I forget his name, but he's the one, like the traitor. He's a little bit, I'd probably give him around the same score, but he's like a little bit more dastardly, like what he does with the queen and all that. And he's like, ugh, he's just slimy. And I hated him more than I hated Xerxes, but still kind of one note. That's the one thing about most of the characters in this movie we'll get to. They're pretty one note. You know what I mean? Yeah. It is what it is, though. This is not, this is not Gladiator. Okay. It's not Braveheart. So there you go. Anyway. Okay. Moving on to the action scenes. So you're going to go first with action.
Oh yeah.
Scenes.
Well, this movie got tons of action. Zack Snyder, anyone can say whatever they want about him as a director. He knows how to shoot action. I don't care what anyone says. He knows how to shoot comic book action scenes. Whatever he does it in Batman v Superman. He does it very well. I mean, of course, that whole Doomsday scene, we can say whatever we want, but the fight sequence was actually pretty cool. He did it very well on the Man of Steel. Was very well done, whether you like the ending or not. That fight
Watchmen.
Between Watch. I didn't see Watchmen. I never got to see it. Sucker Punch. I heard that one is like a mixed bag between.
Yeah, we got to do that for the podcast. We got to do it for the podcast.
Yeah, we'll do it for the show.
If you've never seen Sucker Punch, we got to do it. Yeah.
But in terms of that, and Dawn of the Dead, that had action too. And to me, he's a very good director. Like, I can't see why they hate. I just think people hate him because he's just holding these properties. You know what I mean? Like the DC properties. But with that said, I thought he did very well with the action sequences. All the fights in the beginning and then all the way leading up to their death, I thought it was very well, very imagery, like especially when they shoot all those arrows at them and you see all the brown and they laughing. And the crazy thing we never even brought up, Michael Fassbender's in this movie. I didn't even know.
Yeah, pre-fame, Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. He was really good in it too, to be honest with you.
He was, yeah.
He was really good. But with that said, action sequence, my man Zack Snyder, I give you a 5 out of 5 in action. Nate, what you give it?
Oh, boy. We are, you know what? Couple categories here. We are on the same exact page. So we're pretty much in the same ballpark once again on every category because I am also giving this a 5. Look, this is wall-to-wall action, essentially. You know, there's some story. I appreciate that they did tell the story. This is straight. This is like a straight adaptation from the graphic novel. So one thing, I'm going to agree with you. And this is kind of a sidebar, and I'll get to the action again in 1 second, but I agree with you on Zack Snyder. I think he is a terrific stylist, and I think that's why maybe some people are not a fan of his, although he doesn't write all his own movies. He wrote Sucker Punch, and a lot of people hate that movie. I'm not one of them, but a lot of people hate it. But he didn't write all the other ones, and visually, I think he is terrific. I love what he does with not just his action scenes. His adaptations are... Dawn of the Dead was awesome for a updated version of that story. To me, I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was amazing.
This and Watchmen are so faithful to the source material, slavishly faithful almost. And I think they're two awesome movies, really. So I am a fan of Zack Snyder. I think he makes very good, entertaining movies. And I love the way they look, all of them. I think he is... You know, Michael Bay is a stylist as well. You know, style over substance. That's what I mean by that. And so is Zack Snyder. But I think Zack Snyder does it better to me. Everything's not exploding all the time. He's a little more versatile. Now, with that being said, the action. Yes, absolutely. The fights are awesome. he kind of debuted that speed ramping usage in this movie where they go slow and then they go fast and then they go slow. It's not quite slow motion. It's I think they call it speed ramping, where they speed it up and slow it down all within one fight, and then they do it in one take. So there's two of them. One where Leonidas just absolutely demolishes a whole line of people, okay, which is awesome. And then the second one with I think it's a Fassbender and then the son of the other.
Yeah.
And the two of them are going around. Oh, it's awesome. It's freaking awesome. I love watching it every time. I love all the weird, like, fantastical beasts and that they have to fight. The arrow scene is iconic. I mean, yeah, 5 out of 5. I mean, all the action here is good. All of it's good. And all of it's well shot. And all of it looks cool. It looks like there's so many scenes that look like paintings to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, especially him. Yeah. That whole long shot of King Leonidas is like picking them up and throwing them, and then he's cutting them like you said, the slow motion scene. That is a very painting scene. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and the two other ones that really stick to mind are one when it's raining and they're all standing there and the rain's just kind of blowing against them like sideways, and he's just standing there in the front. That looks like a painting. And the one where they're pushing them all off the cliff when they back them up off the cliff and they're just like falling slowly. Like, you could take that as a still frame and like frame it, and it would look pretty sick to me.
Even the wolf when he's training. Yeah. Remember that wolf that was like with the yellow eyes and he has to stab him beginning. Or something? Yeah.
When he was a kid, when he goes on his journey thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very good painting if you could get that in the painting. Very and well that, shot. You're right.
Zack Snyder's son plays that kid. So, or young Leonidas, I should say. So, little fun fact for you. But yeah, I love the visual style of it. And the one cool thing, and then we'll move on, is this was shot for all the effects that it has. It's shot on film, which is cool. It adds that, it has that film grain to it, but almost all digital. So it's kind of a cool contrast to me. I think that's why it looks so cool, because it's not, you think of something like Sin City, which is another cool movie, whatever, but shot digitally. So it looks pristine, it looks very smooth, and it's effects heavy. This is shot in a similar way. It's all green screens, but they shot on film. So it gives it kind of a distinct look. So yeah, I absolutely love the action in this movie. Okay, so both give it a 5. Now, moving on to the storyline. So I think it's a very good storyline, honestly. And, you know, remember, we're grading these within an action movie, right? So these are not, I'm sure there are some, I can't think off the top of my head, but these are Oscar caliber scripts, right? So we're going off of, for an action film, how good is the storyline? And this is a really good one. You got an invading force. You got your hometown boys that you're rooting for. They got 1 million soldiers. These guys got 300. It's David versus Goliath. It's the oldest story in the book. You know what I mean? You got some traitors involved to mix things up and make it interesting. You got the queen back home trying to politic and help to get reinforcement. There's a lot going on for kind of a simple story.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it a 4. I really like the storyline. I don't think this is one where the action is great, but I think the storyline is still engaging, that when there's not action, you're still interested in what's going on. You know what I mean? So I think it's a good balance. Again, it's full of one-liners, so like it doesn't have amazing dialogue. Quotable, yes. Extremely well written, no. But yeah, 4 out of 5 for me. I'm into this movie. Every time I watch it, I like it every single time.
Yeah, I mean, what's funny, before we let everyone know, we don't know each other's scores when we do this. Right. This is we do not know each other's scores, so I don't know what he's gonna rank, and he does not know what I'm ranking in these categories. In terms of storyline, I'm a big fantasy person. I love like the Lord of the Rings. I love stuff like that because I sometimes play D&D with my friends. So I love that whole element of fantasy if it's done right. In terms of this story, it engaged me. I liked it. Like you said, I thought it was pretty cool. I didn't fall asleep like I did with Terminator. The story was more the story was more engaging. Like that, you're like, wow, this is pretty cool. You know, this guy is a messenger, comes and tells him, you know, first of all, the messenger is dissing him in his own people's. That made no sense. I was like, dude, you're gonna get killed. Like, these dudes are not gonna play. But anyway, came in, dissed him. He already sent the message once he kicked him in the hole, and it was over. They're going to war. It was like, it's over.
Yep.
So I loved it. I wish he just, to be honest with you, I wish the movie ended with him fighting everybody and just walk home all bloody. I thought it would be awesome. But, you know, it's Hollywood. I thought it was really good. I agree with Nate. I gave this a 4 out of 5. And the only reason why I did not give it a perfect score because the main villain sucked. And if the main villain was, it definitely hurt. And I feel like if the main villain was included in this, I would have been like, you know what? This is actually a 5 out of 5, but it's a 4 out of 5. I will be picking this up in 4K because I watched it on Blu-ray and it's not good on Blu-ray. It does not look good on Blu-ray, especially with the film and that saturated orange.
Yeah. I have it on 4K and, it still has a certain look to it. It's very stylized. That's the thing. Mm. So, but it looks better. I mean, the blacks are blacker. It's deeper. That, you know, the HDR is pretty good on it. So it's not a super bright film at all. You know what I mean? It's pretty dark. It's pretty brown. But it does look better than the Blu-ray, honestly. And it sounds amazing. So, it's thunderous, you know, when this dude kicks people in the chest, you feel it in your chest. But no, I was going to say too, with the storyline. Yeah, I agree. And you know, what's one cool thing we didn't even mention? The main character dies. I always respect the movie where they don't tie it up with a bow. You know what I mean? Yeah. When this movie ends, there's still more story. Now, I'm not talking about the sequel or anything, but even if they didn't make another movie, it's still kind of a cool climax to the movie. I respect it for that. So I'm glad they didn't like change it, because that's how it goes in the comic, you know? So, okay, now moving on, your overall score.
Is you or me? I think it's you.
It's you. No, because you went second on storyline. So you go first.
Oh, okay. Overall, I thought this was a great story. I thought it was a perfect story. It could have been perfect if not for for that fool. But other than that, I thought it was a great story. I thought it came out at the right time. Because it started to push the envelope in comic books, you could want to call it, like with the styles, and you could see what cameras could do. Because that spawned into what, like, that spawned into Sin City, right? After this?
Oh, Sin City came out before this, 2 years.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, it spawned into other stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll save that line for when we do Sin City. Yeah. No, but
Sin
seriously.
Sin City spawned into 300.
Yeah, there you go. No, but seriously, like, I thought the style that Zack Snyder went with, I think it worked very well for this story. Gerard Butler was an amazing lead character. The villain sucked. The action was phenomenal. It was excellent from front to back. The storyline was pretty good. It was actually, it keeps you engaged throughout. Overall, I give this a 4 out of 5. I thought it was a great movie. Not the perfect movie. It's a great movie. It's a great cinematic movie. If you want to sit back and enjoy great directing and like Nate said, portrait paintings go on screen and moving around. I thought it was great. And the best thing about this, because we didn't even bring this up either, this was a story being told while you're watching it. So it's like a folklore, because the guy who's telling the story wasn't even there. This is just the guy telling the story was the guy with the one eye. So with that said, it's kind of like a folklore. If I'm saying it right, right? Am I saying
folklore?
Right? Yeah, a folklore of King Leonidas. So, and you see it through the story. So I thought that was perfectly put, like, in this movie. So I give this a 4 out of 5. Nate?
Yeah, you're right. You know, David Wenham's character, he's the one who's narrating it. And the movie opens with narration. You know, he's telling the story of Leonidas when he was a kid. And you don't realize it. You think, oh, he's just talking to me, right? He's giving me the backstory and whatever. He's telling me who this guy is. They give you a little backstory. Turns out the whole entire movie, he's trying to pump up this army that's about to go fight, which is the scene you get at the very end. And if you look at it from that perspective...
Let me just tell you something about that. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No,
he's
you're good.
Telling this story to like 5 people, because that's 10,000 people back there. How are they going to hear that?
I've always thought of this. You know, like, bro, the people like 7 rows back can't even hear what he's saying.
I bet you those people back there going, yo, dude, where are we going to fight? Like this dude is really like, what is he doing in the front?
Well, you're not the only person who thought of that. You know what you know what I think every time I watch that last scene is like, he's talking, maybe 40 people can hear him in the front if he's talking loud, right? But like the people in the way back are just waiting for everyone in front of them to go, ooh, like that. They can do it. Like they don't know when's the signal because they can't see anything. And they're like, oh, okay, everybody's pumped up. Let's go.
Yeah, so, it's like how you go to a baseball game and you see people do the wave and you're going, damn, should I do it? Yeah, let me do it. And it's the same thing. You're going, damn, when are they going to give the signal? And then you see sticks going up and you go, all right, guys, it's coming. It's like, whoa! You don't know what he said, exactly. But you're going to yell going, yeah! But no, I'm sorry for cutting you off. But no,
that's always something I've thought of as well. Yeah, it's hilarious. But yeah, I love that. I love that aspect of it. The whole story, you know, this being a story that's being told to a group of people. The other thing that makes it cool is you don't know necessarily once you add that factor in, you don't know how much is true and how much he fabricated. You know what I mean? Like
exactly.
Tell them there's big giant elephant monsters. Maybe that bald guy didn't exist. I watched it, but that does not mean is exactly how it happened. It makes it cooler. It adds, that's where you can make it into a fantasy movie because it's just a guy telling a story. And these guys are like, oh, shoot, we got to win now. There's giants and there's this. And, you know, Xerxes, for all I know, could have been 5'2". And, you know.
King Leonidas would have died in like 10 minutes into the movie. We really don't know what happened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it makes it, it adds a little layer to it. I agree. So I'm also at a 4. Out of 5, I think you have two major things. You have a great lead character and you have great action. And when I'm watching an action film, if I get at least those two things really well, I'm a lot more forgiving on other stuff. So like the villain not being amazing, I could still watch this movie even with that because there are things that are top shelf as far as action goes. Leonidas is top shelf. The storyline's very good to me. It's definitely more of a dude movie. You know what I mean? Like this is a guy bro movie. However, ladies can enjoy it as well because these dudes are shirtless the entire movie and they all got six packs. So, yeah. You know, I've watched it with women before and they at least if they're not into action, they're like, hey, at least my eyes are enjoying themselves. You know what I'm saying? So you can't get mad at it for that. And also Lena Headey, who plays the queen in this, who played Cersei in Game of Thrones. It's always cool to go back and watch before I hated her guts. You know what I mean? Because I absolutely hate her in Game of Thrones. And it was nice to see her play someone that I did not have to hate. So she's very good in this movie as well. But yeah, 4 out of 5. So total scores for me, I add them up here. I'm at a 21 out of a 25. So it's a very good, quotable, fun, violent action movie. Can't ask for much more.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's a 20 out of a 25. 1 point less than Nate. I agree with you. I mean, this is a great movie. If you don't own it in 4K, I say go out and get it. I don't own it. I'm definitely going to pick it up. I don't want the steelbook. I'm not a big fan of it like that. I'll just go get the regular version with the slipcover. But yeah, I recommend it. It's a great watch if you haven't seen it in a long time. Like myself, I haven't seen this in a long time since I brought the Blu-ray. So that tells you right there how long I haven't seen it. But yeah, guys, I mean, it's been great doing these action movies because it's great to revisit some of these movies that are great, not great, and not so good at all. So it's been fun sitting back and peeling... Like it's like a paper in a notebook. Like we remember what we thought of it, we liked it. Then you rip it off, and then you're starting from scratch and seeing what you really thought of the movie. Once you get older, when you first start,
so yeah, you see cool. You see what holds up for you, right? Yeah. Like I said, I saw this when I was 19 years old, and at 19, my mindset was different, and my movie watching mindset was much different. And so, you know, I loved it at 19. I probably would have given it a 25 out of 25. I'd be like, everything's perfect. Everything's amazing. Now I'm a little older, but the movie still mostly holds up for me. So I do like going back and watching stuff that I either haven't seen in forever. This is not one of those. I have seen it not that long ago, but still, it's still a few years, right? I don't watch the same movies over and over. Like I know people who watch the same movies like constantly. I don't really do that. I have so many in my collection. I'm always watching new stuff. So it's always good to go back and revisit. So of course, like we said at the top, make sure you're giving us your ratings of 300 down in the comments below if you're watching on YouTube, and give us a like, subscribe, share with a friend. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please give us a rating, give us a review. Just so you guys know, for the first time, we're going to do next week, we're going to do a sequel for a non-franchise. So next week, fun, should be good. We're doing two part twos. It's our first ever double part two episode. We're going to do Terminator 2 in the first show. And the second show is going to be 300, Rise of an Empire. So we're going to go to the sequel of 300 and see if it is as good. We talked a little bit off air. I remember kind of liking it also. So, but I also have not seen it since the theater. Alex, I think, said the same thing. So,
yeah, I haven't seen it. Well, it's funny. I didn't see this movie in the theater. I purchased it in 3D Blu-ray at the time where 3D was like big and coming out for the first time. I remember liking it, and I had a huge crush on Eva Green.
Eva Green?
Yeah, have a huge crush. She has these beautiful green eyes.
And yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's beautiful. I always thought she's a beautiful, especially when, I first saw her in Casino Royale, so I thought she was amazing. I was like, oh my God, I love
Casino Royale, yeah.
Yeah, so with that said.
Yeah, she's in all part two of all these Frank Miller adaptations. So
yeah.
She's in Sin City 2, she's in 300 2, so so there you go.
Oh, there you go. They go, man, we're doing a sequel? Get Eva Green for less. Let's do this.
Yeah.
No, but with that said, guys, if you want to enter the Rambo Sweepstakes, if you didn't hear or didn't catch episode, where was 7? If you didn't catch episode 7, we're giving away Rambo 1 through 5, including the extended cut of Rambo Last Blood, digital codes. So all you got to do is listen to episode 7. There's a keyword hidden in the show. You DM me or Nate over at Instagram at Levels of Geeks, that's me, or Nate at Netflix Reviews. You DM us the code, the keyword. You guys will have one entry. There is 6 movies in Terminator. That's 6 free entries for the Rambo digital code. Now, if you guys are a part of the live show, which me and Nate host on Monday, me and David does on Wednesdays, we have a Levels of Geeks Live. We go live 9 p.m. Eastern every Monday and Wednesdays. We give away points on the leaderboard. Those points can be converted to free raffle tickets. So with that said, if you want to join the community and try to win some awesome prizes, we're giving away a big haul of a big box we just included this week. We showed off that we throw in a bunch of 4K into the box. Well, again,
that box is awesome.
Yeah, the box is awesome. But if, again, if you guys want to join in on the fun and the festivities for Mondays and Wednesdays at 9 p.m., again, join us. It's live on YouTube every Monday and Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Again, follow us on our social media accounts. Twitter, Levels of Geeks. Instagram, Levels of Geeks. Netflix on Netflix Reviews on Instagram. And Nate also has a big podcast, too.
Netflix Movie Reviews is the podcast. That's Apple Podcast. Latest episode just went up earlier today. So if you're listening to this, it was 2 days ago or 3 days ago. New episode went up this week. We won't have one next week, but we'll be back the week after. It's a fun show. Me and a couple of my friends, we review new releases. So we don't do it this format. We just kind of talk about stuff we've watched at home. We review horror, we review anime. I have one of my buddies is big into anime, so he reviews a lot of anime. We kind of touch every single genre. So if there's, you know, if you want to get our take on other stuff, please, if you would be so kind, go ahead and listen to my stuff as well. Netflix Movie Reviews for the podcast, just Netflix Reviews on Instagram.
Yeah, so there you have it. And of course, guys, please listen to our podcast. Watch our episodes, our live episodes that go up. We have unboxings. We have tons of stuff that go up on the YouTube channel. So again, guys, thank you so much for checking out episode 8, 300. I can't wait for next week when we tackle Terminator 2 Judgment Day and 300 Rise of the Empire. Another sequel, back-to-back sequels. I can't wait. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.
Peace.